We're here at the Conservation in Action Tour, somewhere in the Everglades agricultural area. With me is an old friend from when we used to live in Florida, and Katie is now in the state legislature, right? Katie, introduce yourself for me, please.
Thanks, Cindy. It's good to see you again. I'm Katie Edwards. I used to be the executive director of Dade County Farm Bureau in southern Miami-Dade, and now I am a state lawmaker representing House District 98, which is Davie Plantation and part of Sunrise in the Florida House.
Plantation, that's where I grew up.
I'm a plantation girl as well, born and raised.
How about that? Well, Katie, tell me about what you're doing here today.
Well, I wanted to come out today and get reacquainted with the different projects going on in the EAA. We've had a lot of interest as of recent in water quality projects, seeing how the Everglades restoration projects we began years ago are coming to fruition, seeing what things that we still have yet to do, working with our federal counterparts to fund those various projects, and making sure that going into this upcoming session, I have a good grasp of the needs of our farmers and I can actually see what's working and things that we can actually improve upon.
Well, we talked a lot about that here, and one of the big concerns of farmers, especially Florida Farm Bureau right now, is the proposed Waters of the United States rule. And looking at what you all are doing here in Florida, it's like, I think part of the issue here is the states could probably handle this better themselves. What do you think?
I'm a constitutional conservative, and I think absolutely there are constitutional and commerce clause implications. I've been saying that for years. I like having control of the waters of our states. I like working with our industry, our utilities, our farmers at the regional level to see what makes sense from a basin standpoint. And I like working with our local counterparts. I think when you give up that much autonomy to somebody in Washington, D.C. that does not know the intricacies of your local environment, you have given up everything. So I think there's great value in coming together with our county commissions and working on things like these local fertilizer ordinances, especially for urban pest control and for residential use. Those are the kinds of conversations and things that we should be working on, is taking those BMPs and making sure that our urban counterparts and our residents who are completely foreign to anything that we're doing in the ag areas can take those practices and implement them to help clean up our waterways.
Well, the success that we've seen here in the Everglades agricultural area of cleaning up, lowering the phosphorus levels here is tremendous, almost unbelievable. It seems like there's quite a bit here that Florida could teach the rest of the country.
Absolutely. You know, our best management practices program that we've developed with the University of Florida, IFAS, I think that's a model for the rest of the country. And again, making sure that growers understand this is voluntary. There are real cost-saving benefits to be realized. And on top of that, we have environmental benefits. So rather than forcing it upon somebody, letting it be a grower-driven process with industry input from University of Florida IFAS is key. And people have to have a stake. They have to feel like they're in control, they're in charge. And our BMPs, being voluntary, allow them to do just that.
Well, Katie, as someone with an agricultural background and understanding of agriculture, are you still really in the minority in our state legislature?
One of the beauties of term limits is the legislature is no longer a gentleman's sport. It has lended itself to greater participation from young people. Myself, I'm 33 years old. I have a strong agricultural background. I have many colleagues that are coming up, have gone through the young farmer and rancher process, for example. And you have people that have actually taken the time to get their hands dirty, whether they have an agricultural background or not. They're much more in tune and sympathetic to the issues that farmers face economically and are willing to find challenges. And I think the key is we're coming in fresh with a mindset of trying to achieve balance and balance competing interests and making sure that whatever we do, that we leave no one worse off in the end.
Katie, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Enjoy some fresh from Florida products today. It's good to see you, Cindy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Here in Florida, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.